December 2014. NASA announces that within the next 20 years, humans will travel to Mars. In the 2030s, it's expected that we will finally set foot on the Red Planet, making it the first time in history that humans will have ventured past the moon and inhabited a new planet. Or so the authorities would like us to believe. November 2005. A series of mysterious emails appear on a secret UFO forum, disclosing confidential records about a US intelligence case called Project Serpo. The emails reveal shocking information from a 3,000-page government report from the 1970s, which documents an interstellar exchange between Earth and a distant planet. The report claims that in 1947, an unidentified object crash-landed in Roswell, New Mexico. Near the wreckage, US agents found an alien, which they called EBE-1. According to the UFO whistleblower, alien EBE-1 was rescued from the crash and examined by military forces. Using the name Anonymous in the emails are Project Serpo confident types.
The Light Entity established communications with us and provided us with the location of its home planet. In 1965, we had an exchange program with the aliens. We carefully selected 12 military personnel, 10 men and 2 women. They were trained, vetted, and carefully removed from the military system. The 12 were skilled in various specialties.
Many ufologists suspect that the man supplying this information is Richard C. Doty, an agent and UFO researcher from the US Air Force Office of Special Investigations. If the information within this secret document is correct, then could it be that humans have already visited another planet? Is this what Project Serpo is really all about? Under the control of President Lyndon B. Johnson, Project Serpo was an extraterrestrial exchange program, which set out to retrieve information about the universe by communicating with alien life forms. Under this guise, Project Serpo is nothing special. It's no surprise that the US government and space agencies have been trying to contact alien life. The Pioneer plaques, the Voyager Golden Records, Cosmic Calls, and the SETI Institute are just a few of the ways that we've tried to communicate with extraterrestrial intelligence over the decades. 12 of the country's top military agents were recruited and trained for the most important space mission of all time. 10 men and 2 women were going to travel to planet Serpo. Serpo is rumored to be located in Zeta Reticuli, which is the famous solar system where a young couple were allegedly taken to after they were abducted in 1961. Project Serpo was financed by NASA, the DIA, CIA, and US Air Force, and planned to relocate these specially trained astronauts to Serpo for one decade in order to gather data about extraterrestrial life. What they found was a hot, almost inhospitable environment. 13 years later, the mission was complete, but only 8 of the 12 astronauts returned to Earth. UFO investigator Nigel Watson believes that 2 of the astronauts remained on planet Serpo, and 2 died during the mission. Shortly after their return to Earth, it is reported that the final 8 succumbed to the same fate as their 2 friends. They all died from exposure to planet Serpo's high radiation levels. A botched mission, dangerous amounts of radiation brought to Earth, and 10 astronauts dead. Project Serpo was not quite the success that the military forces had hoped it would be. Could this be why the Serpo affair was kept so quiet for all these years? Critics of Project Serpo, like UFO reporter Alejandro Rojas, think Anonymous's emails were just a hoax, designed to excite ufologists. Skeptics believe the astronauts' deaths were a convenient event, which has prevented unwanted questions being asked about the supposed project. But that doesn't explain the 3,000-page government report, which documents the 1947 Roswell crash, and a detailed account of extraterrestrial exchange between Earth and a distant planet. Could it be that Planet Serpo is real after all?